Welcome to your new podcast, Optimum Ideation with the host and Bridges. Idea interviews. The best of human ideation. Everyone has a superpower. But times are hot, many are in the darkness of their own mind, in need of a helping hand. Helping others to become whole.
Our sponsoring brands.
Third-party people, NFT fashion, TGC fashion, Markpoint.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Optimum Ideation Podcast. Today's guest, very excited to have him. It's Mr. Kevin Palmieri. He's got a terrific podcast that you can go listen to. Next Level University, and he also does a lot of health and wealth coaching as well. So we're just going to kind of go into some questions here and let him kind of tell you about where he comes from. And so let's hit him with the first question here. What is your story, your resume, and how did you get to here?
Well, first off, Tim, thank you so very much for having me. I appreciate it. I'm excited to chat. So what is my story? I am someone who grew up in a single-parent household. I was raised by my mom and my grandmother. I didn't know my dad. I didn't meet my dad until I was 27 with the understanding that he was my dad. So obviously that played a role in my life. But I ended up deciding pretty early that I didn't want to go to college. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, but I knew I didn't want to do that, and that was enough certainty for me. So after high school, I worked a bunch of odd jobs. I was a personal trainer. I worked at a gas station, on-call firefighting for a very short time, just many, many different things. Eventually, I got a very unique opportunity in an industry called weatherization. So my company would go into buildings and make them more energy efficient. Since we worked on government and state contracts, I was getting anywhere from $60 to $120 an hour. So it seemed like, hey, this not going to college thing, I made the right choice. This all worked out the way it was supposed to. A couple years later, I would be sitting on the edge of a bed contemplating suicide because I was so miserable. I felt so stuck. I felt so trapped. I felt just like I couldn't start over. So much of my significance was tied up in my job and how much money I made. I started a podcast, left my job in 2018, and I have been podcasting full-time now for 6 years, pretty much trying to figure out how do we bring impact to the world. And I mean, I got here through a lot of grit, a lot of determination, but transparently, I got here with a lot of belief from other people. I borrowed a lot of people's belief to get to where I am today, and that is something that I don't ever want to lose sight of, and something I also desire to share with other people as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So many people are going through troubles in life, and so, you know, myself included, man, I've had a troubled life just like you, and kind of a similar situation where I never really met my dad. And so, you know, for people that don't understand what that's like, it's like you having to teach yourself everything, and you have to become like the best answer giver to yourself. Mm. And it's a difficult thing to deal with. And so, like you said, you bounce from this job to that job, and you know, you're trying to find, you didn't have someone like guiding you, here's how you do it. You know, and most people, they have no concept of what that is, you know, because even if they have a mom and dad and they have a divorce, you know, they at least still have their mom and dad. But if you don't know your dad, you don't even know where you come from. You just have this existence, and it's, you know, and you're constantly thinking it's something that you did. It has nothing to do with you. You're a consequence to that situation.
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, I was a baby, right? But in my mind, this has to be my fault. Maybe I cried too much or whatever. That has plagued me. I mean, even now, I still have bouts of self-belief all the time.
Yeah.
I have, am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Imposter syndrome. I think a lot of it does come from early abandonment, most likely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I'm just, yeah, just like you, I'm just trying to find the cure. I don't want other people to have to deal with this kind of nonsense. And, but yeah, I feel a lot better this past, since I met my wife, I've felt love and I felt, you know, I felt a whole again, or whole for once in my life.
For once. I think the cure, and I've never said this before, I think this is maybe it's a little catchphrase, but I think maybe the cure is in the curiosity. You're a curious human being who's learning from other people or experiencing other people's stories. If you're listening, same thing, right? Like, I think different perspectives create different awarenesses. And at the end of the day, awareness is an opportunity for something, at least.
Yeah, I've been a huge studier of people. And so always placing myself in like very difficult situations and like trying to like, all right. And we didn't have much growing up, you know, obviously, but, you know, go join a fraternity. I need to go meet more people. I got to see how these rich people, how are they making, you know, how do they live? Mm-hmm. And meeting my fraternity brother's family is like, oh, that's what a family, you know, does. They take care of each other. They, you know, teach the lessons. They help, they invest in their children. They, you know, they do these things and, you know, to become who I am now, it's all those different levels that you go through, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very important to get the contrast and get the perspective, and it's very important to get it forever, because that'll never, you'll always have the opportunity to learn something from somebody. Maybe it's what to do. Oftentimes it's what not to do, but that's just as powerful as what to do sometimes.
Exactly. What not to do. So, you know, most people, they're going to get to where they want to go in life because they know where they want to go. Where do you ultimately want to go?
This is always a tough question for me, because I am ultimately where I want to be. I just want to continue doing what I'm doing exponentially. So I want to have the most successful podcast in the self-improvement space so we can add the most amount of value. For me, I want my life in 15 years to look exactly like it looks now, but just more exponential, more impact, more profitability, more mastery. So I want to be in the same place, but an exponential circle around me ultimately.
Good. Well, if I can help, I'll be an asset to you.
I appreciate it.
What layers did you have to reveal to become who you are now?
This is an interesting one. And even the phrasing, what layers? I love that phrasing.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest one for me, the biggest layer, was lack of self-belief. I had to reveal the fact that I was very, very insecure, and I had put on a show of confidence when in reality, I didn't have any of it. If you looked at me, you might think I was confident. I won a bodybuilding show in my past. I was in really good shape. I had a beautiful girlfriend who was a model. I had a sports car. I had all those things that would suggest that I should be confident. But in reality, I was extremely insecure, and I had to sit down and say, you know what? I am insecure about the fact that I'm 5'4". I can pretend that I'm not. Yeah. It sucks to share, and I'm afraid to share it, but me not showing levels of insecurity isn't necessarily keeping me safe. Yeah. And the second I put something out there, it becomes real and at least let me own it. So I would say the layers were insecurity, fear of not enoughness, just not being confident. Those are the big ones for me.
Yeah. I mean, and these things, they have nothing to do with anything. I shared it before. Like, I never felt like I was the most handsome looking guy. And so I always looked at everybody like, wow, they have all these things. And what do I have? You know? And so, but in reality, if you just love yourself, and it doesn't matter how tall you are, how short you are, how great you are, you know, it just matters. Do you really love yourself? And I think that fixes everything.
It definitely helps, right? Because it creates opportunity. I remember I worked with somebody a long time ago who dated a lot of women. And I remember thinking to myself, like, he's not that great looking. He's not that charismatic. How does he date so many women? He believes he can. So he just tries a lot. It's this interesting thing where, I don't know who came up with a quote. I think it's a very old quote, but whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. I know it sounds good and it looks good on a fortune cookie, But like, that is really true. If you determine that you can't do something, it's not going to happen. At least if you try to determine that you can do something, you might take a shot and you might get an opportunity that you never would have gotten. So yeah, it's very interesting how the vision and view of self kind of determines the opportunities we're presented with.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, who would have figured that you can dream up a recruitment staffing company and build it into a multi-million dollar business?
Right.
You know, it's just, and it blows the mind of even other founders. It's like, wow, you know, but that's what we do, right? We have this dream, this vision, and we make it happen. And
yeah.
If we didn't believe in ourselves or we didn't try, then it wouldn't exist.
No, it couldn't possibly.
What is the next layer for you to remove?
What is the next layer for me to remove? I don't know. I think maybe it's what is the next layer I need to grow to? Because again, there's always going to be another layer, right? Even through that question, just the new level of imposter syndrome. I don't know if imposter syndrome ever truly will go away, because every time you get comfortable, you grow. And then it's like, who am I? Am I good enough to be where I am? So I think the next layer for me is, yeah, how do I remove that layer of imposter syndrome around being a business owner? I'm good with podcaster, right? I have enough, you know, 1300 episodes. I feel good. I feel like that imposter syndrome is kind of dissolving.
Yeah.
But when it comes to business owners, you know, I'm not at $1 million yet. And that can come up. So yeah, I think that's the next thing for me is imposter syndrome around the new results I have balanced with the results I know I ultimately want eventually.
Yeah. Again, I think it's the same thing, similar to just loving yourself, right? It's just knowing that you can. Other people have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are doing it. You can, but what do you need to learn? You know, what is it that you don't know right now? You know, is there another revenue stream that you can generate? Is there something else, or is there another way to market your podcast that'll bring you more traffic, right?
Yeah.
Is there another service line that you can tie to it, you know? And that's kind of what I do with this creative agency that we're hosting this podcast from, is help business owners to ideate, you know, how to create these revenue streams. Mm-hmm. And if you need help, I'll help you do it.
I appreciate it.
So, but yeah, we could do that on another show. Let's discuss some of your most challenging trials and tribulations of your lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke a little bit about growing up without a father. That was definitely something that, it's interesting because in the time it's normal because it just seems normal to you and you don't really know how it's affecting you long term. So
right. That
was, I mean, when I met my dad when I was 27, that was one of the hardest things I ever did. I remember I was sitting on my couch. I lived by myself at the time, and I was going through Facebook. And at that time, and I think it's still true to this day, if somebody messages you and you're not friends with them, it goes to like a requests folder.
Yeah.
And I had never seen this requests folder before, so I had no idea what it was. And I was like, let me take a look. And I got a message from who was my father's girlfriend, and it basically said, hey, Kev, I'm blank. I'm your father's girlfriend. He would love the opportunity to meet you. If you're open, he's seen you on social media and it looks like you're doing great things and all this stuff. And I remember I fell on the floor and started crying and I was like, oh no, it's very easy to say that you hate somebody and you don't care about somebody until they reach out to you and you have the opportunity to see that person. And then it's like, oh, interesting. What do I really feel?
Right.
So I ended up responding to that message and saying, yeah, let's do it. Like, let's do it and see what happens. And we met the halfway point between where we both lived. And I remember we met at this diner and I walked in. I was so nervous. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't even know what my dad looks like. So
right.
How am I even going to know when this man gets here? Like, this is going to be supremely awkward, maybe more awkward than I could even imagine. But I remember seeing this guy walk by the window and I was like, that's my dad. I don't know how I know. I can just tell that's my dad. So he came in, he sat down, we talked, he cried a couple times. I was like very cold and numb to like, look, you're going to see very little emotion from me today. But I ended up having a new perspective of the fact that, look, this man that you have given so much opportunity to control your life from the sidelines or from the shadows, he is just a man who has never really worked on himself. You are far more self-aware. You understand yourself at a deeper level. You're more emotionally mature. It allowed me to, in a way, Tim, empathize with him. To like, you probably had a kid long before you were ready and you didn't know how to handle it. And you weren't prepared. And you weren't mature. That helped me a ton. And I ended up seeing my dad a couple times after that. And then I just realized, for me, it's never going to be the relationship that he wants, probably. And I don't want to lead him on. And I don't want to hurt him, even though I was hurt. Like, I don't want any of that. So that was one of the most challenging things I had to do, just because I knew it would pay off internally. Externally, yeah. I'm not going to look any different because of that. But that was probably one of the bravest things I ever had the opportunity to do. And I'm very grateful I did.
Yeah. 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 I've got a similar story to that. But we can share that offline. When you first started on this journey in your career, what is something more trying than you had expected?
Getting clients and getting people to listen. I think you only know what you know based on what you've done. I mean, obviously people can say, yeah, it's easy to do this, it's hard to do this, that. I didn't know how all-encompassing starting this business was going to be. Okay. I didn't know how much it was going to take of me. I didn't know, I guess I would say the most challenging thing is I didn't know how much I was going to have to learn about myself.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, go learn numbers and sales and marketing and everything's going to be fine. It's like, no. I've learned more about myself over the last 6 years than I've learned about anything else. So I think that the mirrors I've had to look in, the levels of feedback I've had to take, own, and then try to construct into something, that I thought starting a business was numbers and like external world stuff, when in reality, it's internal. Get your stuff together, learn about yourself, overcome your fears, insecurities, self-worth, self-belief, all of that.
For real. Yeah. And I don't think anybody that's listening that hasn't been through it is really going to, they're not going to understand it, even though we're telling them this. They're just not going to get it.
Would we have? That's the question, right?
I don't think so.
Right? I don't think I would have either. It's like, no, it's not. I mean, you're going to have a business. You're going to make money. It's going to be awesome. It's like, no, I understand.
Yeah.
But in order to get there, there's a lot of stuff that you have to learn and unlearn about yourself first.
Exactly. Man. Now, when did you become passionate about your focus?
I would say there was a point where I realized that I was not going to want to do my job anymore. And at that time, I already had the podcast, but I wasn't taking it super seriously. When I realized that this job has an end date, I don't want to do this forever, and this podcast thing like really fills me up and I could focus on, I'm fulfilled. When I found that, that's the shortest answer. When I found out what actually fulfilled me, that's when I became passionate about pouring into that bucket and staying focused. So after I left, right after I left my job, it was like, all right, this is sink or swim. Not only is this going to provide me a life and it's going to be my career, but it's also the thing that fulfills me more than anything I've ever experienced. That's when I knew, look, this is it, and this has to be everything.
Good. Who were the greatest contributors to your character?
Great question. I would say two. One is my business partner. Well, I'd say three. One is my business partner, Alan. He's been mentoring me every day for the last 6 years, 7 years. Every single day I've talked to him. He's the co-host, he's the co-founder, he's everything. So he's one, he's helped me tremendously. My best friend, Matt, I lived with him at the beginning of this journey. We were chasing dreams together. In a way, he's been a father figure in many ways to me. And then my wife is the most sweet, inclusive, heart-driven, caring human on the planet. And that has definitely helped me just be a better, more balanced, well-rounded man who is more a man of character than anything else. And she's helped me focus and stay focused on that.
That's great.
Very blessed.
Yeah, for real. Best piece of advice for an audience that truly wants to better themselves or others in this lifetime?
Okay, I would say if you want to better yourself, understand that this is a long, 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 long game. So ask yourself, what is one thing, what is one small thing I can do today that will help me get to one of my giant goals eventually? I think a lot of us overcomplicate it, right? And we have these really huge goals, but we never actually break them down into like, what are the inch pebbles that we can move day to day? What are the habits that I should be practicing for the next 15 years? That the best piece of advice for somebody solo who wants to better themselves is take time and take space and figure out how do we take the 15 year version and bring it into a 15 minute version. And then try to do that stuff every day. And then if you're trying to influence or impact other people, I would say only give somebody the level of feedback that your relationship allows. So a lot of people want to give people feedback and they want to help them and they want to influence them. You can only influence somebody to the level that the relationship allows. So if you don't want to break rapport, it's very important just to understand you can't give somebody a level 10 piece of feedback when you only have a level 4 relationship.
Right. Very good. Now that's super helpful.
I appreciate it.
Coming into starting these businesses, you know, I thought I had thousands of like friends, you know, like friends, like these are my friends. I've been through some shit with these people. And then you start your business and they just disappear. They don't participate. They don't show up. They don't help. They don't even give you a like on social media.
Yeah.
And you've helped these people. You've helped them. Some of them, you may have saved their life even, you know, and it's like these people, they don't give you the level of rapport that you wish that you still had with them or you thought you had with them. And so you want to give them your level 10 advice and they're only giving you like a level 4, like you said, and you just can't, you can't grow yourself and keep giving yourself away like that. Right.
It is a challenge. One of the things I've realized is, here's the thing, Tim, if you're a valuable human being to somebody, whatever that means, and you take yourself out of the equation, you most likely end up getting villainized.
Right.
Because people realize, oh, wow, this person was really pouring into my life. Yeah. Some people will reciprocate, but many people won't, because you have to look past your own ego in order to do that. So it's another one of those, I try to just empathize and say, yeah, I understand. Like, I don't know. Would I like me if I was friends with me and then I kind of left to do this? Probably not. I would probably be offended too. So I can understand to the degree I can.
Yeah, I understand, but I've always,
sucks.
You know, I've always helped other, or somebody's doing good, I'm like, you know, like that's the kind of people I'm trying to surround myself with is like, hey, man, you're doing great. Let's get behind that.
Yeah.
And then when it's your turn, you know, where'd they go?
Yeah.
What practices or techniques make your day a success?
I think it's like 26 habits I track every day. Again, I started with 5 and it was damn near impossible in the beginning. So I'm not saying everybody should get to that level. But yeah, for me, I think I would just say one under health, one under wealth, and one under love. So under health, I try to exercise every day for 30 minutes at least. That's huge for me. Under wealth, I track our finances every single day. Every single day, I know exactly where the money's going, where it's coming in. And then for love, every night before I go to bed, my wife and I say one thing we're grateful for about one another. So I feel like I'm making progress holistically. I feel like when it comes to my health, I'm making progress. I'm getting after it. When it comes to wealth, we're growing as a business and I'm making sure I'm focusing on the right things. And when it comes to love, I'm strengthening the relationship with my wife every day. If you, and again, going back to what we just talked about, if you can do that every day for a month, for 6 months, for a year, for 5 years, your life will look drastically different. It's not the size of the habit, it's the consistency and the depth that you can practice it to.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Thank you.
If you could interview some people, it could be 1 or 2, 3 people, who would it be?
Man, one, I'd love to interview Joe Rogan.
Okay.
I'm a fan of his journey and yeah. you know what he's gotten to. It's wild to me. Joe Rogan, Eminem, and The Rock. Those would be the three for me. Just because I need to know, like, who are you really behind yeah. the scenes? I need to know.
Yeah, very interesting. if you ever write a book or another book, what will it be about?
Probably podcasting. Honestly, I think. You know, at this point between our show, I have another show. So my two shows and all the episodes I've been on, it's over 2000, I think, at this point. So, yeah, I'd like to become the podcast guy. And okay. it's something I'm very passionate about. And at one point, this was all just a dream. So if I could write a book that did pretty well on podcasting, I think that would mean a lot to me.
Good. It'll happen, man.
It will happen.
Do you have a networking event, a book, product, invention, or service that the audience can help you to promote?
No. For me, just adding value through the podcast. Next Level University. That is it. If you like podcasts that are about growth, similar to this one, we're there 7 days a week. Every single day, we drop a new episode trying to add value to lives.
Perfect. And what is the best way for the audience to support you and get in contact?
You can either send me like an email, kevin@nextleveluniverse.com, or again, listen to the podcast. Those are pretty much it. We're very simple. We, at the end of the day, we want to add as much value as humanly possible. And that's why we do things in the way we do them. So I'm happy to answer any questions about life and or podcasting. I'm always just a message away. I want to give back as much as I can.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. I believe that's going to conclude the episode here. So we're going to go into the exiting scene here. Thank you everyone for listening. And thank you, Mr. Kevin, for showing up and providing a great episode today.
Thank you. Thank you as well, my friend.
Yes, sir.
After Party People Production.